Introducing Pride Cuppa by Pride Cup, the podcast, a special six-part series which delves into how we can manage our mental health and well-being with a focus on Australian sporting culture. Each week, your hosts James Lolicato and Cara Montaneri will be joined by sporting and health experts to share their experiences and knowledge to help you navigate these crazy times with pride. This series is proudly sponsored by Vic Health and Pride Cup Australia, and it all starts now.
Hey there, welcome everybody to the very first episode in our Pride Cup podcast series. My name's Cara, and I'm really happy to be here bringing you this new sort of part of Pride Cup where we're bringing you some mental health and well-being information and keeping our communities connected. So I'm joined by co-host James Lolicato. How you going there, James? How you cracking today?
I'm good. I'm very excited. It's been a really long time coming to put this podcast series together. I know we've been thinking about it since the start of lockdown, about how we can share our experiences and our club's experience, as well as what's currently happening around the Australian sporting landscape, to help people get through these pretty unprecedented and crazy times. And I think it's been a slow journey for us learning about podcasting and also putting some information together. But this is a little bit of a different take of than what Pride Cup normally does. But I'm really, really interested to see how everybody likes it. So I would love some comments about how we're doing and if you're listening in or what you would like to hear over the coming week.
Yeah, I mean, a big part of what we normally do is connecting communities. So, you know, connecting the sporting community with the LGBTI plus community. And I know that we've talked about it a lot, that without our usual methods, we needed to find different ways to do that. So this is really cool. And I'm really looking forward to putting together these six episodes in our series.
I think that the best thing about this is that it's a little deviation from where we normally work, as you said, but it's also so in line with what we normally do. Mental health and well-being is the utmost point of Pride Cup. It's about making sure everybody feels included and everybody can participate. But even more than that, everybody is happy with themselves. You don't need to be LGBTI to not feel happy with yourselves at the moment. That's one thing that I think we've definitely taken away, is that we've had people connect to us from all different spaces in sport who are saying, I don't feel like myself at the moment. I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling isolated. I'm feeling in this realm of kind of a little bit of depression or a little bit of anxiety that they haven't before. And they're reaching out because they really want to hear tactics and ways that they can help themselves going forward. This is something that on the sporting field we've been dealing with over the last 7 years. I mean, when Pride Cup was started, it was started by one club who wanted to support their teammate, who wanted to show that, hey, even though you're LGBTI, we know you're going through a tough time. We know you don't feel so included in this team or in our community. But what we want to do is make sure that, at least from our perspective, from us, that we're going to include you every single way you can. And not just that, we're going to celebrate you. And I think this podcast is all about how we celebrate every Australian sporting person or anybody who wants to get into sport during these absolutely crazy times. And they are crazy times, aren't they, Cara?
Yeah, they really are. And look, for those of you at home who aren't familiar with Pride Cup, what we usually do, and the bread and butter of our work in this organisation, is to help sporting clubs to run inclusive sporting events and games or matches, depending on where they are, within their sports clubs, and to provide really safe and inclusive communities for the LGBTI people that are in their community who would like to participate. And for us to do that, what we're doing is we're using sport as a platform for some real genuine social change. So without the ability, especially in Victoria, for us to run those events and to go into sports clubs where we would normally run inclusion education and things like that, this podcast is really giving us an opportunity to still make those connections and to still keep working on the health and well-being of all people that are members of a sporting club. And James, we do a lot of work with Vic Health. We do get a lot of support from Vic Health. And something that came up was their recent study, which has been put together. It's new research, and it's called the Vic Health Coronavirus Victorian Wellbeing Impact Study.
That's a name and a half, isn't it?
It really is. So basically what it is, they've had a look at how coronavirus has impacted our wellbeing here in Victoria. And so, you know, having a look through that, it's a really interesting take on some of the things that we may or may not be feeling whilst we are sort of a bit stuck at home and unable to live our normal lives. And what we sort of came up with was that was a really good basis for us to sort of start connecting communities and connecting people who are friends of Pride Cup or anyone else who stumbles across this podcast, who are part of sporting clubs or not, and start to give that information out and connect that in with how we think clubs can move forward and do the best things by their players. So we're going to use that as our basis and look at bits and pieces of that research each week.
And I think we're going to share our own personal experiences as well around what this research might say, but also what it means to us, what it means to our 15,000 members who we speak to or try to speak to every single day, and what we've heard from them. And then we're going to be joined by experts in the field. So it's not just us sharing our personal experiences, it's also the experts teaching us about those skills, those ideas, and their knowledge base about how we can help ourselves, how we can help our sporting communities, how we can help our friends and families, but how we can help pretty much anybody around us who at the moment, when we need help, it's very, very hard to assist other people too. So we're going to be joined by a lot of people throughout the next 6 weeks, hopefully more. And those people will be able to help present to us ideas and skills so we can boost our own selves, so then we can boost other people's lives and help them feel included, accepted, and not so isolated during these times.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a few initiatives that we are working on. So, James, would you like to tell us a little bit about the trivia that's coming up as a method of talking about connecting people in a fun way from home? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think keeping us all going, keeping us waking up for reasons and making us a little bit excited. We can't be on the sporting field at the moment, but competition is still rife within clubs, that's for sure. And that's why we announced our Pride Cup Trivia Championship. Now, it's hosted by Dean Akuri, and he's a legend who's helped Pride Cup out throughout the last 7 years and also always brings that smile and that fun-loving attitude towards everything that he does. But what he's done is he's put together a trivia championship for Pride Cup clubs. We have 13 Pride Cup clubs who are challenged to a trivia championship, not like what you've seen before. It's very different. And the winner takes home a $1,000 gift voucher to support their club post coming back from these unprecedented times. That $1,000 voucher can go to sporting items, can go towards club fixtures, can go towards anything they need for themselves. But it is about how can we boost our club and make sure that we still have that competitive spirit. That will be launching very soon. So keep your eyes open for that. And we'll link it in this podcast link as well.
Awesome. $1,000. That's incredible. And, you know, the feedback that we've had from clubs is that everybody's looking for ways to pick up and kick off, you know, as soon as we're allowed back on the field, pitch, the court, in the pool, wherever we are. So $1,000 is great. I really love this initiative. I think it's a great idea that we can all get together, have a bit of competition, and we can do it from home and have a lot of fun. And there's an awesome prize at the end. So
yeah, and we all get to watch on as some people make a little bit of fools of themselves. I'll be honest, I've seen a couple of episodes, and some people are just guns at trivia. And they're like youngest people, like 18-year-olds who I swear have a 78-year-old person inside of them who knows knowledge about things that happened in the early 30s or 40s, who's just smashing out every question. It's so exciting to see.
I love a bit of trivia, so I'm definitely, definitely looking forward to it.
So I think today we just wanted to introduce ourselves a little bit about who we are and what made us have the idea of putting together this podcast. And then each and every week following this will be very different from today's episode. We'll be delving pretty deep into some of the research and knowledge base of some pretty awesome people. And we'll also be shouting out anybody who has comments or anybody who wants to have their say as well around what's currently happening in the Australian sporting culture and what they're seeing happen in their local communities.
So James, looking into this Vic Health wellbeing impact study that really pulls apart how living in Victoria, particularly under these sort of extended COVID health interventions, it's really got some surprising statistics that back in February, you know, we had about 1 in 10 people who didn't really feel connected with others. And now we're up to sort of, you know, 1 in 4 people. So about 23% of Victorians that aren't feeling connected with other people. We've got 3 in 10 Victorians finding it a bit hard or very hard to stay connected to their family and friends during these sort of lockdown restrictions. And we've got, you know, up to 1 in 5 Victorians suggesting that the first lockdown has really put a strain on their relationships. And That's not even taking into account these extended circumstances. So we know that it's difficult. We know that we're all sort of, we have been struggling in that area. And what we wanted to do was put together a podcast that acknowledges that and acknowledges that it has been difficult. It's still difficult, but we want to help alleviate that. We want to create connections. We want to bring forward the good news stories and look at how, especially, you know, some sporting clubs who we know can often be the heart and soul of communities, how they're doing. You know, some of them are doing great jobs to keep their people connected.
We know that these statistics are out there, and us reading them only enforces, yes, they're there, but we need to share ways, ideas about how we can get over that, how we can combat that. As sporting clubs and as individuals, we have people who look up to us, and we have families, we have friends who are watching what we're doing. So it's up to us to make those first steps to getting, not just being a stat, not just being a figure, but being that positive story and that positive light that will help people keep going.
Absolutely. And look, it can be hard. It can be really hard. You know, trying just to kind of navigate life has been really interesting. And I've found a bit of solace in the research that's coming out to sort of suggest that, you know, COVID brain is a real thing in terms of us getting about with this kind of brain fog that makes it hard to be motivated and hard to go that extra distance. And, you know, for a few days, a couple of weeks ago, I thought it was July. Like, I genuinely thought it was July and was shocked to find out that it wasn't July. And, you know, people everywhere are experiencing this and it can get in the way. And so at Pride Cup, we want to reach out to sports clubs who are run, you know, usually by volunteers and everything like that, who are also personally navigating this stuff. We want to reach out and say, hey, if you need a hand to get initiatives going, to get your club and your members connected, that we're here too.
This COVID brain as well, we hear it everywhere. And it is funny to think about how much it affects your day-to-day activities. I mean, I had to call out a mechanic to fix my car battery because I hadn't started my car in almost 4 months. The car battery decided that, oh, it doesn't like that. Apparently, you haven't started me. You haven't brought me for a drive. You haven't brought me around. That is COVID brain to me in a nutshell. We need to kickstart our activity. We need to kickstart our brain. We need to start doing those things that we did prior to these lockdowns, prior to these interventions, in terms of trivia, in terms of reading, in terms of becoming our true selves once again and getting our energy back. If you need to go for a run and you can go for a run, let's go for a run. Don't be that car battery that sits there for too long and then needs to be restarted with a big intervention. What we need to do is continue flexing our muscles, be that brain or our own muscles in running or whatever we need to do to make sure we can continue and get out of this lockdown and get out of these interventions in the strongest way possible.
So James, looking into this Vic Health wellbeing impact study that really pulls apart how living in Victoria, particularly under these sort of extended COVID health interventions, it's really got some surprising statistics that back in February, you know, we had about 1 in 10 people who didn't really feel connected with others. And now we're up to sort of, you know, 1 in 4 people. So about 23% of Victorians that aren't feeling connected with other people. We've got 3 in 10 Victorians finding it hard or very hard to stay connected to their family and friends during these sort of lockdown restrictions. And we've got, you know, up to 1 in 5 Victorians suggesting that the first lockdown has really put a strain on their relationships. And that's not even taking into account these extended circumstances. So we know that it's difficult. We know that we're all sort of, we have been struggling in that area. And what we wanted to do was put together a podcast that acknowledges that and acknowledges that it has been difficult. It's still difficult, but we want to help alleviate that. We want to create connections. We want to bring forward the good news stories and look at how, especially, you know, some sporting clubs who we know can often be the heart and soul of communities, how they're doing, you know, some of them are doing great jobs to keep their people connected.
We know that these statistics are out there and us reading them only enforces, yes, they're there, but we need to share ways, ideas about how we can get over that, how we can combat that. As sporting clubs and as individuals, we have people who look up to us and we have families, we have friends who are watching what we're doing. So it's up to us to make those first steps to getting, not just being a stat, not just being a figure, but being that positive story and that positive light that will help people keep going.
Absolutely. And look, it can be hard. It can be really hard. You know, trying just to kind of navigate life has been really interesting. And I've found a bit of solace in the research that's coming out to sort of suggest that, you know, COVID brain is a real thing in terms of us getting about with this kind of brain fog that makes it hard to be motivated and hard to go that extra distance. And, you know, for a few days, a couple of weeks ago, I thought it was July. Like, I genuinely thought it was July and was shocked to find out that it wasn't July. And, you know, people everywhere are experiencing this and it can get in the way. And so at Pride Cup, we want to reach out to sports clubs who are run, you know, usually by volunteers and everything like that, who are also personally navigating this stuff. We want to reach out and say, hey, if you need a hand to get initiatives going, to get your club and your members connected, that we're here to.
This COVID brain as well, we hear it everywhere. And it is funny to think about how much it affects your day-to-day activities. I mean, I had to call out a mechanic to fix my car battery because I hadn't started my car in almost 4 months. The car battery decided that, oh, it doesn't like that, apparently. You haven't started me. You haven't driven me for, you haven't brought me for a drive. You haven't brought me around. That is COVID brain to me in a nutshell. We need to kickstart our activity. We need to kickstart our brain. We need to start doing those things that we did prior to these lockdowns, prior to these interventions, in terms of trivia, in terms of reading, in terms of becoming our true selves once again and getting our energy back. If you need to go for a run and you can go for a run, let's go for a run. Don't be that car battery that sits there for too long and then needs to be restarted with a big intervention. What we need to do is continue flexing our muscles, be that brain or our own muscles in running or whatever we need to do to make sure we can continue and get out of this lockdown and get out of these interventions in the strongest way possible. One club that has had really successful results in something different, in trialing something new, was Bentley Football Netball Club. So Cara joins Bentley Football Netball Club now for a little cuppa and a little chat so they can share their experience about what they've done different during lockdown.
For today's Community Pride segment, we're here with Sarah from Bentley Football Netball Club. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being in our first community segment here on our new Pride Cuppa podcast that we've put together. Now, Sarah, you contacted us when I put the call out to ask about any clubs that have done some really great work in keeping everybody connected during COVID. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your club and what your involvement is with your club?
So my club, Bentley Football Netball Club, we're located in Bentley, so southeast Melbourne. We've been pretty busy over the last year behind the scenes, as hard as it is to tell with COVID and everything going on. We've been doing a lot with our mental health page and our player wellbeing awareness initiatives. So I've been starting on that and we're looking to appoint a few new committee members and community members to help us around that as well, while also just checking in with teams and running small initiatives to kind of keep everyone connected.
Awesome. So you're a player then, I'm assuming, at Bentley. How long have you been there?
Yes, I started playing for their women's football team in 2018. So I just graduated high school and I was like, I'm going to try something new, you know, put myself out there. And everyone was talking about women's footy, so I thought I'd have a crack. And I loved it. I'm absolutely addicted now. It's horrible. It's like a cult or something that they've wrapped me into. But no, I love it. It started playing there and then I was supposed to start playing netball there as well. Thought I'd try something new again. But again, with COVID, that kind of all got held back. Yeah, I've been playing with them or a member of their community since 2018.
They sound like a really fun club to be at and a really welcoming club as well. Like we're familiar with Bentley as part of the SNFL Pride Cups that have happened in the past. So they certainly do sound like a really great club to be a part of. So yeah, look, some of those initiatives that you have mentioned to me and you have told me about, and you've mentioned your wellbeing page and things. One of the things that did interest me was your online training sessions. How have they come about during this sort of lockdown COVID period in Victoria?
I think each of the teams within the club has kind of taken a bit of a different spin on it. A lot of people have, they've done like yoga sessions. So we've done like yoga sessions with the netball girls, or the 19s have been doing a running challenge. So they're checking in with each other and seeing who can run the farthest or do whatever distances over a certain amount of times. But I think all of the clubs or all the teams in the club have adapted really well to staying in contact with each other and staying fit at the same time. And because it's always been such a supportive atmosphere at Bentley, it's kind of just, it's doubled twofold, where everyone's just constantly being like, yes, that's amazing, we love that you're doing this, so good doing this. You're staying checked in with everyone because you can see the progress of what everyone's doing as well. So I think it's, especially having everything online with like running apps, you can sync in with people and you see how everyone's going. So I think on top of it all of the teams are working together in separate ways. But also a really good positive is that a lot of different members of each team are still coming together and kind of keeping in contact. A really good part about Bentley is that there's no real line in the sand between the men's footballers and the women's footballers and the netballers and the 19s. It's like everyone kind of knows everyone. So when someone's new at the club, a lot of people from different parts of the club go up and introduce themselves. And I think that people are still kind of staying in contact through COVID and keeping up that community feel that we're so proud of at Bentley up behind the scenes.
Awesome. So in terms of, like, it sounds like some of the feedback has been incredible with the players and everything like that. And I guess, do you think that's going to help you prepare to get everyone back on the field and everyone back on the pitch? What are the plans for Bentley coming up?
Well, I think every time before we go into a pre-season, everyone at Bentley is always so hyped up. They're so ready for, we've got an annual boot camp that we do, which is always horrible because it's painful, but so good because it's painful. We're always getting ready for that. But I think because we haven't had any footy and we haven't been able to see anyone, people are going to come in, they're going to be so enthusiastic and so ready. I think this is going to be the most prepared for a season we've ever been. And that's saying something because we've got a lot of people behind the scenes at the committee that keep everything in check. We're going to be going into this season full steam ahead.
That just sounds incredible. And it really sounds like Bentley are really raising a high bar in terms of making sure that everybody has been supported, like, during this time, because it has been crazy and we've all missed our sport and we've all missed that connectivity that you get. You know, it's something that we often talk about with Pride Cup. It doesn't sometimes, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on at home, it doesn't matter what's going on at work, it doesn't matter what's going on at school, you can get to footy or netball or tennis or cricket, whatever you play, and that can be a real sort of safe haven for people to sort of still feel welcome and connected. So it's amazing, and it's a real sort of hats off to Bentley. It sounds like as a club, you've all really come together and done incredible things for your players. So to finish off, I know we've done Pride Cups in the past. Can't help but ask, got any plans for a Pride Cup in the future, Sarah?
Oh, we'd love to have another one. We had such good fun doing it last time. We went full on. We had the rainbow goalposts and we had streamers around the netball posts as well. And we did everything all over the club. It was rainbow and it was Pride and it was amazing. Because it's the Pride inclusion is something that's been really important to us as well in forever. But in the most recent years, it's become really apparent. So we're really, really eager to do another one.
Oh, wow.
Maybe add a bit more silverware to the cabinet while we're at it, win a Pride Cup or two.
Couple more cups. Well, listen, I'm really looking forward to working with you more in the future, and congratulations and a big shout out to everyone at your club for doing such an amazing job. And we look forward to seeing you out on the field sometime soon.
Excellent. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
Cara, I know we've got six pretty jam-packed weeks, so what do we got coming up next week?
Next week, we're going to delve into the loved or loathed subject of physical activity and how that can impact our health and well-being. So don't worry, we're not going to be sending everybody out to start training for marathons or anything like that. But we will be having a look at some of the research that's come out in terms of what we can and could be doing whilst we are still in these interesting social isolation times here in Victoria.
I'm excited to hear about that because I've done almost all of Brighton. So it's time to get out of my zone and to see what else we can be doing. On that note, it was absolutely great to have you for our first ever Pride Kappa podcast. Now, each and every week will be a little bit different, but we're hoping we can have you here next week. And as always, if you have any comments or if you want to be shared in your story about what your club has been doing, please email us at info@pridecup.org.au. Thanks again to our partners at Vic Health. And of course, to all the team at Pride Cup Australia who helped make this happen. Very, very awesome to see you. Thank you, Cara, as well. Any last notes?
Just for our new friends out there, make sure you check out Pride Cup on Facebook and on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you, and you can catch up on some of our other information there.
Thank you.